In Proverbs 4 and verse 23, the scripture instructs, "Guard your heart, for out of it flows the issues of life." Guarding your heart means keeping negative energy away from your heart. It means extending grace when there seems to be no reason to. It is choosing to believe the best of others. You know, there is no way that the Lord would not have known that Judas was stealing from the money bag. There was also no way that he may not have noticed that Judas' heart had drifted away from him and from what they were doing. But he also knew, I believe, that Judas could choose to be different if he wanted to. So he chose to remain committed to his followers, even to the end. He loved them, including Judas. The scripture says on the night before the Passover, he washed their feet, including Judas, and gave them bread and wine, even Judas. So when do you stop believing in and committed to another person? From Jesus' example, it seems you never stop. It looks like you let them pull away. Let them be the ones to pull away. Your part is to keep doing what is right and loving as a parent, as a leader, as a follower, a friend, or a spouse. You never stop. Unfortunately, Judas did not retrace his steps. So right after receiving the bread and wine from his master, he went out into the cold night air to betray him. Remaining committed may not stop the intentions of the other person or the other party, whatever those intentions are. At least as far as you can see. But true commitment, I dare say, cannot be ignored. No, it cannot. Because after Judas had betrayed his master, he realized that he had betrayed innocent blood. But alas, apparently he thought the guilt was too much to bear. He could not bring himself to ask for forgiveness, which I know he would have received from the Lord. Instead, he chose to hang himself. So, no matter how much commitment as a word and practice has been trampled upon in our times, it still remains the most powerful virtue in life and in relationships.